Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Great grace and peace this morning to you. We are so thankful and grateful to be here one more time. Amen. In the presence of our life-changing King, we give God all the glory for his name and all the glory that's due. His name. It is because of the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our sight that we are here this morning. And we want to just say amen. Thank you so much. Amen. For your support, for your prayers. Amen. For your connection. Amen. And even for the will of God being done. That's our heart. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done. And I want to welcome you to Ignite One Worship Center. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are a new ministry in the Georgia region. Glory to God, in Alpharetta, Georgia. And we believe that it is, amen, by the leading of the Lord that we are in this Atlanta Metroplex. Amen. And we want to thank the Lord, amen, for how that he has allowed us to be here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so as you would just, amen, come in and see this Facebook Live, I am Apostle Anthony McCoy. Amen. My queen is Prophetess Tracy McCoy. And we are, hallelujah, amen, just blessed to be, glory to God, in the house of the Lord. You know that our mantra, our thought, our theme, our amen, our main, glory to God, idea for 2024 is in line, amen, glory to God, and it is, we are one house. Good morning to you, hallelujah, glory to God. We're one house. Good morning, glory to God. Hey, we're one house, amen. And last week we talked about the protocols of one house, amen. And this week that we'll amen, enter into, glory to God, one house again this morning. So share, amen, invite your friends, tell your sons and daughters, tell your cousins, amen, your family, amen, that Ignite One Worship Center is Facebook Live, amen. Send them, glory to God, hallelujah, a link, whatever you need to do for them to hear this word this morning. Hallelujah. Blessing. Glory to God. I'm going to be praying in just a minute, but blessing, family of God, blessing. Yeah, amen, blessing. Hallelujah. Just give, amen, a few others time to come in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is, hallelujah, the day that the Lord has made. And we are excited. We are ignited. And we are glad to be here this morning. Hey, by the grace and by the power of the living God. In him we live, we move, we have our being. He is our source and he is our strength. There's nobody, glory to God, like him. Hey, I'm not sure. Hallelujah. Nobody like him. And we are just thankful and grateful that God saw fit that we would be here. Glory to God this morning. Amen. We are one. Glory to God. Ignite One Worship Center, a body of called out believers with a passion to ignite, to inspire. Amen. And to impact community and the world with the gospel for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, my shine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. With a fiery passion, glory to God, to set it ablaze. That's it. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's pray this morning and let's get into the word, and those that are coming in will catch up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we first look unto you. Hallelujah, Father. We know that we're nothing without you. We know, God, that we can do nothing without you. Hallelujah. We realize, God, that everything, glory to God, that you've allowed to happen, hallelujah, was nothing because of how good we were. It was because of your grace. We thank you this morning as we rise, that new mercies, glory to God, we see. Hallelujah, Father. And we honor your name. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, but that at the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you this morning, hallelujah, for sons and daughters from all over, those that would see this, glory to God, those that would, hallelujah, be ignited, glory to God, and inspired, hallelujah, by the word of God. Hallelujah, to connect, glory to God, and commit and become a part of this move of God. We thank you in advance, hallelujah, for souls saved, lives changed, and disciples made by the grace of God. We just want to say, God, that, hallelujah, that your name, glory to God, hallelujah, you lifted, hallelujah, your word above your name, and your name is a strong tower. And this morning, as your righteous, we run unto it, and our confidence is we know that we are safe. Glory to God. We thank you for the releasing of the supernatural and transforming word of God. Hallelujah. We submit and posture ourselves. Hallelujah. Oh my. We posture ourselves under your mighty hand, God, that you would lift us in due time and in a due season. We thank you that we wait on you and we are in good courage. Glory to God. I pray that you would, oh God, hallelujah, just bless your people this morning through the word of God, the life-changing word of God, flaming high, glory to God, according to Luke 12:49, hallelujah, with a fiery passion from God. Save, set free, heal, and deliver. And we give you all the glory, hallelujah, and all the honor that's due your name. Hallelujah. Can you take just a moment, amen, and lift your hands and give God a worship this morning? Give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Set your mindset. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God, you're Jireh, you're Jehovah. Hallelujah. Yes, you are the great I am. You are the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. You are, hallelujah, the first and the last. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You are he which is, which was, and which is to come. Hallelujah. Yay, my Shakamando. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Yeah, my Shokoda, my ha ha. Hallelujah. You are, hallelujah, the glory and lifter of our head, the supplier of our need. Glory to God. And we thank you, glory to God, for this day that you have made. Hallelujah. We call you Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Shammah, our peace. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Nanamashi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Thank you, El Elyon. Hallelujah, Most High. We bless your name. Thank you, Father, and we give you the glory. Yeah, my soul. Hallelujah. Well, family, listen. We are still in this one house series, and we are one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray that you enjoyed the protocols of one house. Amen. Glory to God. And this morning, what the Lord is, amen, led and dropped in my spirit is I want to take you to the book of Philippians, chapter number 1 and verse number 27. Hallelujah. Chapter number 1 and verse number 27, the book of Philippians. Glory to God. And I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version of the scripture. Hallelujah. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hallelujah, of his word. Amen. Glory to God. As we enter into, amen, this verse of scripture, the historical context, glory to God, of this letter from Paul, while he is in prison writing, glory to God, to this church of Corinth, I mean of Philadelphia, Philippian, glory to God, Philippi, and his encouragement to them is for them to walk in unity. And he's addressing all the saints in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. He's addressing both the leadership and the laity of the church. And he begins in verse 1 by saying to all the saints, amen. And then he includes, watch this, the bishops and the deacons. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To all the saints that are in Christ Jesus. So as we get into this morning, amen, I want to speak to you from this thought and this premise. We are one house, glory to God, standing fast or standing firm and striving together. That's what it's going to take, amen, for us, glory to God, to be one house. We stand fast and we strive together. Hallelujah. So Paul is letting us know, watch this, that the qualification for being a saint is being in Christ, not just in church. Glory to God. If that is the qualification, then it's the same for us being one house. It's not enough just to be in the house. Glory to God. You must be in Christ. Amen. Or we must all be in Christ. Amen. To get the effects, amen, of what it means to be one house. I want to give you a quote by, amen, Henry Ford. Henry Ford says this. He says, coming together is the beginning. Then he says, watch this, keeping together is progress. Glory to God. But working together is success. Hallelujah. End of the quote. Amen. I love that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You could come together, amen, and not work together and be together, glory to God, and still don't have success. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to read it one more time. Coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress, but working together is success. And Paul, in this particular, amen, text, Philippians 1, verse 27, he says, only let your conduct, King James says conversation, glory to God, be as becometh of the gospel of Christ. He says that whether I come and see you or whether I'm absent, that I may hear of your affairs. Then he says, stand fast, stand firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. He was encouraging the people of God, amen, hallelujah, that it's important for them to unify, glory to God, amen, as one house, glory to God, and to strive together for the faith that had been released and the faith that even had him in prison at that particular time. So the Message Bible of the C portion, it reads like this. It says, stand united in a singular vision. Here it is. Contending for people trust in the message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then if we go all the way back to verse 1 of this particular text, it says, live in such a way, glory to God, that you, watch this, that you are a credit to the message of Christ. Live in such a way that you are a credit to the message of Christ. It's ironic that Paul, amen, is writing this letter to the church of Philippi, and he's talking about being unified and the strength of unity and striving and standing together. Amen. Because it was a church that came together, no matter, amen, what they was going through, to support his ministry and support one another. And then there was another church opposite of this, amen, the church of Corinth. Glory to God. He was writing them not about unity. He was trying to get them unified because there was so much division. Glory to God in that church. And we know, amen, the scriptures say a house divided against itself, it will not stand. So therefore, we must be one house. No division. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the house. So this word, only let your conduct, this word conduct, family, it means kingdom citizen. Kingdom citizen. Kingdom citizen. And then the Bible tells us, Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven. So therefore, he is admonishing us, glory to God, to let our lives, our manner of living, represent, glory to God, hallelujah, the Christ as kingdom, as citizens of the kingdom. Hey, glory to God. There's privileges that come with citizenship. Glory to God. There's certain rights, glory to God, that come with citizenship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. He tells them in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 19 and 20. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. And he uses this term, and members of the household of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So our citizenship, glory to God, is being in Christ, and our ability to being one house is us standing together and striving together for the glory of God. He says we're citizens and we're saints of the household of God. Watch this. And he makes it clear that the foundation of the household of God is built on the apostles and the prophets with, watch this, their revelation of really that Jesus is the chief cornerstone of whatever is being built, amen, of one house. Glory to God. Glory to God, in whom the whole building is fitted together, and it grows into a holy temple. That's the will of God, amen, for us, so that we become a dwelling place of God. We know the scripture tells us in, amen, in First Peter that we're lively stones. Glory to God. So watch this now. That first Philippians 1:27, that you stand, see portion, fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Listen, please. As one house, Paul is encouraging the saints, amen, how significant and how spiritual it is to operate as one body, with everybody being, hallelujah, a part of the body, not just being a body part. Hey, glory to God. It's significant that as one house, that everybody is a part of the body and not just a body part. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we stand fast and we strive together. This word stand fast, it comes from a word, watch this, it means to remain stationary, immovable, glory, preserved, hallelujah, abide in, glory to God, to be in a staunch place of resistance, I'm not moving, glory to God, and to be established, hallelujah, glory to God, yes, amen. We stand fast and we strive together. The Bible, amen, tells us, glory to God, that we are not to be easily moved, that we're to be planted in the house of God. Glory, Psalm 1, we're to be planted in the house of God. Hallelujah. And so when we look at this and the encouragement of being one house, standing fast and striving together, we do it with one spirit, one mind. Glory to God. So what we got to get is, watch this, the spirit dictates the direction to the mind. The mind does not dictate, glory to God, and direct the spirit. Glory to God. So the scripture tells us even that we ought to be renewed in the spirit. spirit of our mind. And then as one house, we must operate, glory to God, with renewed minds according to Romans chapter 12, glory to God, hallelujah, where Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you, amen, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So watch this now. There has to be a renewing of your mind, because before you are, when you give your heart to Jesus, glory to God, your mind has to be renewed, or the spirit of your mind have to be renewed. What drove you? The things that you are familiar with, the things that you've been living under, the things that you've been attached to, the soul ties that you come into the kingdom with. Glory, the mindset that you come into the kingdom with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, Masha, your thinking, your thoughts, your ways. Amen. Glory. All of that have to be renewed, and it happens by, amen, glory to God, renewing your mind, or having this the spirit of your mind renewed when you are in Christ. Yeah, hallelujah. So we are one house, amen, and we're standing together, amen. We're standing firm and we're striving together. We told you last week Jesus prayed, amen, this priestly prayer, amen, over the disciples in John 17. He said that he prayed, amen, glory to God, that they would be one. He prayed for the oneness of the body, amen, because there was oneness between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So here's the thing. If Jesus prayed for it, glory to God, we ought to have a passion for it. Somebody, hey, shout, glory to God. If Jesus prayed for it, we ought to have a passion for it. If Jesus prayed for it, glory to God, then there's the possibility, amen, for it to manifest in our presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yay. Am I shout? Hallelujah. Amen. So we are standing, hallelujah, fast, and we're striving together. That's a part of the conditions, glory to God, of being one house. Hallelujah. Wow. I want to read this. Ephesians chapter number 4, as Paul is giving, amen, his attention to this Ephesus church, amen, and talking about the unity that need to be in the church. He says this, glory to God, Ephesians 4:1. Therefore, glory to God, I beseech you, walk worthy of the calling which you are called. Yeah, hallelujah. Watch it now. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, he says, bearing one with one another in love, endeavoring, here it is, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Wow. Hallelujah. So this word lowliness, it's the word humility. Glory to God. It's the word humility. And it really means you recognize and realize your own insignificance while you see worth in others. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he says we're standing, we're endeavoring, and we're striving. It's going to take effort. Glory to God. We're standing fast. We're standing firm, and we're striving together as one house. It's going to take an endeavoring, and it's going to take our effort. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love the text, because it helps us maintain unity. And here's what he says. He says in verse 2 and 3, amen, of Ephesians, glory to God, 4, tells us what we need in order for that to happen, to maintain unity as one house. Paul says we need humility. Glory to God. Then he says we need gentleness. It's right there. I just finished reading it. Glory to God. Long suffering. Glory to God. Then he says we need patience. Then he says we need forbearance. And then he says we need love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need those things, amen, in the spirit of our standing and the spirit of our striving together, glory to God, as one house, in order for us to see the manifestation of what it means to be one in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. So we are to love with patience, family. Glory to God. And we are, watch this, we have to be mature enough to accept our differences and yet spiritual enough not to let them divide us. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh my, let me say it one more time. We have to be mature enough to accept our differences and yet be spiritual enough not to let them divide us. We are a divine house and not, glory to God. Hey, Shammai, Lord God, we are a divine house and we're not a divided house. We have to be, amen, glory to God, mature enough to accept our differences, and we have to be spiritual enough to not let them divide us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We, my shine. Glory to God. When we really get into it, diversity is, glory to God, the nucleus of unity. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why the scripture talks about being on one accord. Yeah. Amen. That's why in music, amen, you get harmony from chords, not notes. Uh-oh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You get harmony from keys. Glory to God. In the same, amen, tone, not just a note or a key. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. So listen, please, if we're trying and we're endeavoring and we're putting forth effort, glory to God, to make God proud, to make, amen, hallelujah, the house of God flow and flourish and the people of God strong, glory to God, hallelujah, in the faith, we cannot have you trying, amen, to play your own note when we're trying to create harmony. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Glory to God. Let me move on. Amen. So Paul says, watch, he says for us to keep unity, it's going to take an effort and it's going to take us endeavoring. Here it is, please. Endeavor, it is to exert yourself with a commitment to reach the fulfillment of a goal or purpose. That's what an endeavor is. Exert yourself with a commitment to reach the fulfillment of a goal or purpose. And then he said that one of the things that is going to take, amen, for that to happen is we got to not only just love, glory to God, and have patience, but we got to forbear. Forbearance. Notice, watch this. Notice I didn't say tolerance. Glory to God. I said forbearance. Hallelujah. We can't be one house, glory to God, hallelujah, if we, glory to God, have a mindset that we're going to tolerate more than we forbear. So watch this. When you decide you're just going to tolerate something, you put it on a shelf for the enemy, glory to God, to make it what he wanted to be. Glory to God. You just want to tolerate something. You leave a open place for division to get into the divine when you just decide you're going to tolerate instead of forbear. Forbearance means, watch this, I'm going to receive, I'm going to see through the scripture, I'm going to see, amen, watch this, my conduct, amen, and my credit is going to be spiritual, not fleshly, amen, and we're going to get through this even though, amen, we may have a difference, it won't divide us. But when tolerance is coming, amen, when we just tolerate something, glory to God, we end up, amen, in a crack with division. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Please don't miss this right here. Ay, ay, my shine, my soul. Hallelujah. Don't miss it. most of the time when we talk about striving and standing together and being one, we approach oneness and unity as something, watch this please, we have to work at in order to get done. There is some truth, but that's not the truth. In reality, family, here's the revelation of it. Oneness and unity is not something that we must work at to get done. Oneness and unity is something, according to scripture, we must walk in that's already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that is where the fight begins, because we're trying to work for something that we should be walking in that's already done. Now it's the, watch this, it's the way we approach it, the way we come into it. And the scripture tells us we do it by standing firm, standing fast in one spirit and striving together. Glory. That's how we walk into oneness and unity instead of work for it. Glory to God. Because here's the real deal now. Glory to God. All of us are a piece of work. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we walk into it. We walk into it. Amen. Not just work at it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love this definition of unity. It's a state of consistent commitment. Watch this. To a purpose without distraction. Oh, my God. Unity is a state of consistent commitment to purpose without distraction. One more time. Unity is a state of consistent commitment to purpose without distraction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. That really leads us right back to, amen, what it means, glory to God, hallelujah, when we talked about staying strong, staying firm. This word, stand fast, being stationary, being unmovable. Glory to God, excuse me, Corinthians 15:58, amen, be immovable, glory to God, and steadfast, always abounding, yeah, glory to God, to be preserved, amen, to abide in, to resist, amen, and to be established. That's what this word goes right back to, family. Glory to God. When it comes to, amen, being unified and having unity in the spirit, the state of being, here's the key, consistently committed to a purpose. We're in a time in the body, man, where there's so much inconsistency. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Life and the world around us and the culture dynamics, glory to God, and the things that move and drive, amen, our environments, glory to God, are having sometimes, if you're not focused and you're not faithful and you're not determined, you end up competing. When you should be consistent. Wow. Don't be distracted in this season. Don't be distracted in this season. Glory to God. Consistent commitment. Consistent commitment. Consistent commitment. We stand together. I love this quote. There's nothing like synergy. Even the strongest, wisest, most talented people accomplish more on teams than they do individually. Woo! Yeah. Wow. Wow. We stand together. We strive together. When it happens, nothing can stop the work of God from being done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Genesis 11:6. Amen. When the people of God decided that they were going to come together as one house and build a tower to heaven, God said, because they are unified, there's nothing that they can't do. Wow. Hallelujah. So we're standing together, family. We're striving together as we're building. Glory to God. We're moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Samanisha. Here's what I do know. I do know that as we are entering into, glory to God, this new region as a new body of believers and as new people, glory to God, there's dimensions, glory to God, hallelujah, that we have to touch apostolically and prophetically, glory to God, in order for us to be established as God would see fit. There's relational dimensions. There's geographical, glory to God, dimensions. And then there's territorial dimensions, all connected together, glory to God, that we have to be bold enough, glory to God, hallelujah, and build up in, glory to God, to see breakthrough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. So the text in Philippians 1:27. What stands out is this 3 points here. First, it talks about our stand. It says that we stand fast. Glory to God. Our stand. I'm almost finished. Watch this. Then it's our spirit. Stand fast. One spirit. That's what it says. Watch this. And then it says striving together for the faith of the gospel. So it points out there are three things: our stand, our spirit, and our striving. So as one house, glory to God, we got to amalgamate, glory to God, our efforts and our endeavor together, glory to God, to stand together. Watch this, and have one stand in one spirit. What spirit is that? That's the Holy Spirit. That's glory. If you look in the Bible, amen, the S is capitalized. It's the Holy Spirit. It's one spirit, and then is our striving. So one house, watch this. One house, I said last week, one house, we are not going to be a house of title seekers. Glory to God. We're going to be a house of covenant keepers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One house, we don't scheme up. One house, we gonna team up. We don't compete, we complement as one house because we're striving together. It's an effort, glory to God, where our gifts and our talents, glory to God, and our spirits are aligned, hallelujah, creating a force, yebashai, to accomplish the will of God as one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And now if you just got to have the credit and your note got to be heard over everybody else's note, then listen, get your corner and preach it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's plenty of places for that. Wow. Hallelujah. I love this. I love what the text teaches us in Philippians 1. I'm going to read verse 9 through 11. And this I pray, watch this, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and the praise of God. Hallelujah. I want to close, glory to God, this short message this morning with this revelation of being unified as one house in our stand, in our spirit, and in our striving. Glory to God. Here it is. Unity without the spirit is ineffective. Unity without the spirit is inconsistent. Unity without the spirit is irresponsible. Unity without the spirit has the tendency to even be irreverent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm a shy. Listen, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, we're asking God to turn up our discernment, hallelujah, so that we can see the vision, glory to God, for what it really is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the scripture say it takes the bond of peace. It takes the bond of the Holy Spirit, amen, to unite our human spirits. That's what it's all about. We got to surrender, glory to God, to the Holy Spirit's ministry and to the will of God. Hands up mean hands off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Turn up our discernment. And so when we look at the text in Philippians, glory to God, verse 1, the 9 through 11 that I read, here's what I want you to see. He says, watch this. He says, Paul says, I pray this, that your love may abound still more and more in the knowledge and all discernment. So watch it, please. One of the first things that we're going to need to do, family, in order to be this one house as we stand and strive together. Watch this. We got to practice love. Let me say it again. We practice love. Whatever you practice, you're doing it to become better at. You're doing it to be sound in. You're doing it to see the results of, glory to God, hallelujah, the operation or the execution of it. So practitioners become perfecters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We practice love. That your love may abound still more and more. We practice love. Glory to God. And in that love, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh my, in that love, we deepen our discernment. We practice love. That's the first thing. We practice love. Glory to God. Here it is, verse number 10. Watch this. That you may approve the things that are excellent. In order for us to come into one house, strive together, stand fast together. Glory to God. In the spirit of unity, we practice love. The next thing is, watch this, we pursue excellence. Hallelujah. We pursue excellence. We pursue excellence. Glory to God. We don't give God anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my shada, my shay. Hallelujah. We pursue excellence, family. Glory to God. Why? Because we want, hallelujah, watch this, we want our credit to represent Christ's message. Glory to God. We pursue excellence in all that we do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes presentation is the entry to who? Relation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pursue excellence. We pursue excellence. Here it is, number 3. He says, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Wow. This is the other bookend. It starts with practicing love, and in the middle, we're pursuing excellence. And then the other bookend that holds everything together is we promote unity. Wow. We promote unity. We practice love, we pursue excellence, we promote unity as one house. We practice love, we pursue excellence, and we promote unity as one house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, when that happens, hiya, shy, glory to God, we start to see the results of being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. And we know that those coming out of, amen, is talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. So, family, we are endeavoring, glory to God, and we are speaking that we are one house. Hallelujah. And we are standing fast. We're standing firm, and we're striving together for the faith. Hallelujah. Of the gospel. I know Paul says, I'm not ashamed, glory to God, Romans 1:16, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God to everyone that believeth. Hallelujah. Oh, Shamana, hallelujah. Glory to God. So here it is. What happens when we become one house, glory to God, and we operate in body power as we strive and we stand together? What happens? What happens? How is it going to happen? What do we need to concentrate on? How are we going to get there? Glory to God. What happens when we become one house in our standing, our spirit, and our striving is we begin, watch this, to experience maturity. Hallelujah. We experience maturity. Watch this. And then we learn how to complement diversity. You don't have to be like me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What would the church be if everybody was like you? That's the question right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We experience maturity. We complement diversity. We don't compete against it. Hallelujah. Glory. The kingdom is big enough for everybody's gift. Glory to God. Watch this. And then we walk in harmony. We walk it out in faith. We walk it out in faith. We walk in harmony and we begin to grow up spiritually. Glory to God. And then we love unconditionally. Hallelujah. This is what one house looks like when we strive together. Glory to God. And we stand fast. Glory to God. In one spirit, in one mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Seeking the will of God. We love unconditionally. We grow up spiritually. We walk in harmony. We complement diversity. We experience maturity. Hallelujah. Wow. We promote unity. Hallelujah. We pursue excellence. Glory to God. And we practice love. Hallelujah. That is, glory to God, the steps we must take. Watch this. And we walk in what's already done. We're not working to try to get it done. We walk in it by becoming one in Christ and you being unified, hallelujah, in the spirit of our mind as one man, thinking, hallelujah, moving together to see God's glory spread through our community, throughout the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this. In his house and in our house. In his house and in our house. If we don't get the division out of our house, we're bringing into his house. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To all the saints, he said, glory to God, hallelujah, that are in Christ, to the leadership and to the laity. My question to you, family, hallelujah, are you in Christ this morning? People all around you, people all around you, they might be in church, but they may not be in Christ. In order to be qualified for to be a saint, Paul told us it's in Christ. Hallelujah. Wow. We must become disciplined, consistent, committed disciples with a mindset to disciple others. Glory to God. To complement diversity and to make sure we settle our differences. Hallelujah. I'm not out of word. I am out of time. Glory to God. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you and that you get the revelation of what it's going to take for us to be one house as we stand together and we strive together in one spirit for the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Because there's a protocol, hallelujah, that's connected to all the other protocols that I taught you last week that we haven't even talked about. Glory to God. And it's called the protocol of presentation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me pray this morning. First of all, if you're watching this live or you're in the stream and you are not in Christ, the scripture tells us that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, watch and see. All things become new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. It's that simple. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, glory to God, the Lord Jesus. I want to give you that opportunity this morning. Hallelujah. To say, I'm getting, watch this, back in Christ, even though I'm in the church. Wow. I want to be one house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want my gift to operate, hallelujah, in the confound of one spirit, one mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Strive together with other believers to accomplish the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a prayer. Amen. Glory to God. A connection. There's a link. Amen. That you can go to. Pray that prayer. Amen. And if you pray that prayer and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, glory to God, I want you to inbox us to let us know. Amen. Hallelujah. That you accepted Christ in your life. And we celebrate with you. Hallelujah. This morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we go, family, listen, it's offering time. It's offering time. Scripture says, tell us that Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. We can't, in good faith, preach and teach, glory to God, these messages and give this these revelations about what it takes to be one house, glory to God, and coming together in unity, and then we're slacking in our giving. All of it is conclusive to what God wants to do, hallelujah, with me and you. Praise God. So, amen, I want to admonish you, amen, to set yourself to give your offerings, sow your seed, return your tithe. You can give by Cash App. It's right there in the text. $Ignite1 or on Zelle. Glory to God. Or you can give on the website at Ignite1. Or no, I see igniteowc@gmail.com. Glory to God. Just follow those directions. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being a part of what God is doing. If you don't have a church home, we receive you. Glory to God. You feel a kindred to this voice and a kindred to the Spirit of God in what is doing. Glory to God. Again, put it in the chat or inbox us to let us know that you're ready to connect. Glory to God. And you're ready to commit. Glory to God. And become one. With one house and one in Christ. We'll receive you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you this morning for the word of God. We just pray that the people of God receive the word and the word got in, it went down, that it may spring back up. Hallelujah. And they may bear fruit. And we will see, hallelujah, the manifestation of your word as we practice love. Glory to God. And as we pursue excellence and as we promote, glory to God, hallelujah, unity in the name of Jesus, we pray. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Be blessed of the Lord. We love you. Glory to God with the love of the Lord. And we're thankful and grateful for your prayers and your support. We are one house. Ignite one, inspire one, and invite one. See you next week.